Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now, from the American Veterans Center, Dan Brosnan.
Welcome to Profiles in Valor. Today we have Sergeant Andy Lee, Bronze Star with Valor recipient and a member of the U.S. Marine Corps. Sergeant, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Sergeant, you entered the Marine Corps at a young age, and tell us a little bit about how you came to join the Marines and what you did as a child growing up that might have led to that decision.
I enlisted out of Botman, North Dakota. I guess growing up, I always knew I would join some branch of the service. Uncle was in the Army. My grandfather, great-uncle, served in the Army in World War II. I guess it was September 11th that kind of propelled me towards the Marine Corps, us being the force and readiness. I knew I'd get to go over and fight for my country in the most quickest way I could was the Marine Corps.
So, Sergeant, when you joined the Marine Corps, I guess you assumed that you would certainly be going into Iraq. Did you expect to ever be deployed into Afghanistan when you first joined?
When I first joined, I went to 3rd Marines out of Hawaii, and my first deployment actually was to Afghanistan, the Kunar province up in the northeast region. I was expecting Iraq just due to the fact of 2004 Fallujah, but our unit did go to Afghanistan first. I guess it was an experience then, and Iraq was an experience later, a year and a half later I went to Iraq. But it definitely was, it was a way to serve my country, going either to Afghanistan or Iraq.
Well, Sergeant, what led you onto this program, obviously, was the very prestigious award of the Bronze Star with Valor. If you could take us through that day, you were obviously securing the villages of the Nawa district of Helmand province in Afghanistan. When you guys came under fire, could you walk us through that day in August of August 13, 2009, not very long ago?
Well, what our mission was, it was our Bravo rifle company. The mission was to clear out surrounding villages around a polling station for the Nawa elections that were coming up. The most part of the day went without incident, just clearing the roads. The rifle squad was clearing villages for any weapons or personnel that would interfere with the elections. About 2 hours before sunset, the squad in front of me that I was in support of came under fire from a compound to the west of us, and we had to move our machine gun, a dismounted machine gun, up in support to draw the fire, put fire on the compound so that rifle company could move away from the tree line that they were on. My gunner was injured. He had a ricocheted round that went through his forearm into his shoulder. I had to medevac him.
Yeah, you dragged him out, correct?
I did. I moved him back. I didn't drag him out. I really just covered for him, get him out of there, and I brought him to the rifle company that was in charge of bringing the helicopter down for him.
Were you hit during that effort?
No, I was not.
It was a very close call, obviously. There was a lot of enemy fire coming at you. And obviously, as Sergeant, the machine gun is what really came into play, right, in terms of you being able to defend yourself and your team.
Yes, it did. My guys did a great job with the machine gun. It was just kind of we've gotten away from bringing the machine gun on foot these days, but having it out there as soon as we opened up with it, it put the enemy at a dilemma. They didn't know we would have it out there, and it saved a lot of lives out there that day. I'm really glad we did it. Who knows what would have happened if it wouldn't have been out there in that rifle squad.
When they started opening fire on you, I see here that you had said that they were only, 500 meters away?
They were a lot closer to that squad. I'd say roughly they're about 200 meters from that squad that was actually under fire. We had to move up to support them. We were still at least 250 meters away from that squad when we actually opened up so they could move.
Well, Sergeant, at this point, you're obviously home now. You've served several tours. What are your plans at this point with the Marines, and do you plan on moving forward as a Marine soldier for another deployment, possibly, if you do decide to go forward?
Well, I am moving forward. I'm going to stay in. I'm going to be a combat instructor in the School of Infantry right here in Camp Pendleton. And then after that, hopefully transfer back to the fleet and get some more deployments. You just can't. It's a day-to-day thing, serving with all these men here with 1st Battalion, 5th Marines. It's an honor every day to work with them. They're great, great Marines, great sailors, our corpsmen. It's motivating just being around them.
Now, Sergeant, quickly, I know you wouldn't want to go through this interview without mentioning your grandfather and your great-uncle. You're not the only one to receive a Bronze Star with Valor in your family tree there, is that correct?
That is true. My my great uncle Philip Slough, he was awarded the Bronze Star for action in the Guadalcanal. It's kind of crazy. Typical scenario. He was awarded for moving machine gun ammo from position to position. So it's humbling to be in with company with him.
Sergeant Andrew Lee. Sergeant, thank you for your service, and thank you to your family for continuing to serve our country.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.